MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Why don't you talk eBay with us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
And Griff, before we go to the phone, we have a caller. Before we go to the phone, I wanted to give everyone an item number. We're going to be dishing a listing for a new seller.
Really?
And the item number, and you're going to love the item number, and I don't want you to, maybe I should call Howie and tell him to take your wallet away. I don't know. But anyway, it's item number 2716-8474-4076. Again, that's 2716-8474-4076, and we'll be dishing that listing in just a few minutes.
What?
Meanwhile, Lee...
Wait a minute. It's the same listing.
What?
It's an Apple iPhone.
No. You put in the wrong thing, honey.
No, you just gave out the wrong number.
Really?
Yeah, gave the wrong number. Babe.
You're kidding, because that's what... Okay, that's the number that was in the contact us.
2716.
Okay, let me give you out another item. Yeah, that's what was put in there. It's the wrong number.
Yeah, it's the number for the iPhone, babe.
Okay, here's the right number, and I'm on it right now, so I know this is the right number.
Go ahead.
Let me look at it. eBay makes it so tiny down here. It is 1-816-3122-4692. 1-816-3122-4692. Okay? Don't say what it is. Just go there.
I can't even see what it is.
Really?
It's all blurry.
No. Something's wrong. All right. Let's go to the phone, and then we'll get back to the listing dish.
This is not going so well.
No, okay, it's not. Yeah. Lee Ann in Oceanside, California. What's your question or comment, Lee Ann?
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show. I am a volunteer at a local animal rescue here in Oceanside, Last Chance at Life, all animal rescue and adoptions.
And she's talking about Oceanside, California, by the way, which is San Diego County.
Yep. And I am looking to see how we can help our animals here and start a charity, the eBay charity, wanting to know information.
You mean Giving Works?
I'm sorry?
It's called Giving Works.
Right. You want to be a Giving Works recipient?
Yes. I want to know how to be on Giving Works and if there's any other things that I need to be aware of that we can do to raise money.
Yeah. So there's two ways to approach it. One is to join the Giving Works catalog. And I say that. I know that used to be possible. And let me make sure that... So I'm going to go to the Giving Works site here and just see what we get.
Okay.
So, if you want to, it's too much for me to read here. You caught me off guard. Searching our directory. Hold on, I'm going. Wow, that's an old site. I don't know what the steps are for becoming, for joining the directory, because. Right now, there's just over 25,000. I know that it is possible. If you send me an email, I'll forward it to the Giving Works team. The other thing that I recommend, a small organization like yours, you are a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
Is that you actually create your own listings where you can have stuff donated to you and then put it up on eBay and sell. And those can go to your own. You can have 100% of it go to your own organization. But those are two different approaches.
Okay, that's a great idea.
So send me the. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for this, and I can't. eBay is such a darn big site. I can't. eBay Giving Works. Here it goes. eBay Giving. Oh, Jesus, so much to read. Enrolling your nonprofit. You have to be listed in our directory of registered charities, you must register your nonprofit organization with PayPal Giving Fund.
Okay.
Before registering, you have to take a moment to gather the following information: a working email address, your organization's logo in JPEG or GIF format, a mission statement, your 501c3 letter or other proof of tax deductibility, and a voided organization bank check to establish electronic funds transfer of donations from community selling. So if you go to this page, ebay.com/help/sell/nonprofit.html. I know that's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. You'll see the page. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
And that'll show you what to do.
Of course, you can always open an eBay store.
That's my second bit of advice. So one is to add your name to the list of charities to which donations can be made, and the other part of the strategy is to have a presence on eBay as a store where you can have put up items for sale that local folks donate to your charity.
Okay, that's good. That's good. We have a thrift store too, so
You're ready to go.
That would be really a nice addition.
I have four dogs. All of my dogs for the last 25 years have all come from rescue.
Yay! Thank you.
I love rescue dogs. Well, they're the best dogs in the world.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure. I was glad I was finally able to stumble upon the information we needed.
Thank you, Leanne, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
You're my neighbor. I live in San Marcos.
Yay.
Thank you so much for calling, Leanne. Our number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. Griff, did you get to the proper item number?
I don't know if this is proper or not. Are we looking at a vintage pink?
Yes, we are.
But that first photo is so blurry. I know.
Well, we're dishing this listing.
Oh, we're dishing it.
So we need to let her know.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were trying to sell me something.
No, honey.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No.
All righty.
That's what we're going to... She's a new seller.
I just insulted her.
So we're going to help her.
I'm
you
so
just
sorry.
Insulted her first picture.
I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me? First picture is blurry, though.
Yes, she will forgive you. Let's start with the title first.
Vintage 1957 Pink Lazy Susan Set Miramar of California, 903. Well, that sounds right to me.
Well, I would have put what it's made of, though, wouldn't you? So, like ceramic or something? Or not necessary?
Well, I guess it is. Is it porcelain? I can't tell. It doesn't look like it's porcelain. But I can't tell. Yeah, it's nice to say it's pottery or something. But it's listed under California pottery, so maybe it's not important. But yeah, I guess I
would have put.
Ceramic, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
Other than that, title is good because it has if you look at one of the photos, it's Miramar and 903 is the model number for this particular, I'm assuming, mass-produced item from 1957, a year in which many of us were alive.
Yes.
And now find it hard to believe that our tchotchkes are vintage, but there they are.
They are.
Your photos need some work. So the first photo is totally out of focus, which is not good. And there are some videos online on the eBay channel on YouTube, some that I did, some that others did that are pretty good as well, that'll tell you how to show you how to take better photos. The one thing you need to do when you're taking photos of items for eBay is use a tripod. And if you don't have a tripod, at least steady the camera on, say, the back of a chair. And use the camera's they call them different things, but it's the automatic features of the camera that'll take you turn it, you look, check the camera manual, turn the setting knob or the setting whatever on the camera so it's taking everything automatically, point and shoot style, and your pictures will be sharper because that first picture is just, it's really blurry, we can't see anything. Second one, though, is a bit sharper. Third one is also pretty blurry. And, yeah, the pictures are all, I'm afraid, pretty blurry. And if you're going to want bids, you're going to have, I think, better pictures. Also, you'll notice that the first picture, it looks like it's brown and pink. Second photo, it looks orange. first photo, next photo it's pink, and then the next photo it's kind of pinkish orange, and that's because the camera's sensor is not set properly for the white balance of the light. Again, your camera manual will show you how to do that. If you're not sure what the setting should be, always go for the automatic setting, and in this case, it would be automatic white balance. And use as much diffuse light as possible. That first photo, it looks like there's some shadow involved there as well. So, yeah, your photos do need some work. And this is Aunt Weefa's.
Her name on eBay is Aunt Weefa's Kitchen and Closet. And she says, Aunt Weefa comes from my sister's grandchild who can't say my first name, Aletha. She calls her Aunt Weefa. So Aunt Weefa stuck. Even my adult peers and occasionally my husband call me Aunt Weefa. She says, I'm wearing a yellow blouse, black stretchy shorts, and brick red lipstick. Glad to hear your dish on my listing, and thank you so much.
Well, I've worn that on some myself on many occasions.
So her name is Aletha. She's from Arkansas, by the way. Rogers,
well,
Arkansas.
Welcome, Weefa.
Aunt Weefa.
16-inch by the description. The item specifics are not good. So you... I don't know what they offer you in this category, but I would put custom item specifics that have Miramar and then...
ceramic.
Yeah, the item number, the model number.
Right.
I think those are important. The description is pretty brief. It just says 16-inch by 16-inch. This is the... And we'll finish this when we come back after the unexpected break. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Give us a call at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs, because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shippingtipsandtricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Your call is all we ask for. That's true. We don't really need much to get by.
We don't need anything. Call. Yeah.
That and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
888-72.
Three squares a day.
Three squares.
Mm-hmm.
What of that? What's that?
Oh, three square meals a day. They used to say
square
I need
meals.
Three squares a day.
No, I can get by
you
on
don't
two.
Know that expression.
Yeah, no, and a Twinkie. 888-723-4630.
So we were dishing a listing when last we left.
Oh, right.
And it was for the vintage 1957 pink Lazy Susan set, yep. Miramar of California 903.
So, Aunt Weefa, I looked at your other listings, and yeah, you're going to have to up your game when it comes to taking photos. But have no fear, because the world is filled with sellers who are more than happy to show you how to do it. So, but just put that on your to-do list.
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah, because you can't see what you're selling.
Okay, so we know that she needs to work on her photography.
Yeah.
And look, it's a pain in the neck at first to get it done right, because I was there just recently.
You were.
But once you figure it all out, you're in good stead. I mean, we're still learning little by little about photography. But if you were to see my pictures from 3 months ago and my pictures now, big, big difference.
Yeah.
Very important. If I can learn it, babe, you can learn it.
You can almost make out what she's selling now.
Exactly.
Big improvement.
Just sold my last eBay logo cup that I had yesterday.
Oh, you had,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had four of those wonderful eBay logo cups that are now in the eBay store. I think they're still in the eBay store. In the eBay store on campus. Sold those.
Oh, right. But they don't have a presence anymore on the site, so...
Right.
You're one smart cookie.
Exactly. You got it, babe.
I should just go in there...
And buy everything.
And buy everything and just put it on eBay and see if I can make some money. And pay them to ship it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't do that. That's bad. Your description, Aunt Weefa, is... it's a little short. So it says 16-inch by 16-inch. This is bigger than it looks in the pictures. All right. Well, beautiful piece, though. It does have some chips on the underside of the lids and one of the bottom pieces. Six compartments and two bottom pieces with two lids. Yeah, okay. I need to see more. You can take 12 photos. I'd want to see the underside of every single piece just to make sure.
And
I
you
know.
Have 12 free pictures.
You're only using four. You're using one-third of what you could be using. And that doesn't cost anything extra.
And there are people who, even with the things that are wrong with this, the little chips in it, would love this because it's vintage 1957.
Right.
Pink, for God's sakes.
Why, it's just 3 years younger than I am.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 57 years old.
Yes, it
believe
is.
It or not. Is it? Is that? Yeah, that's right. I can't really find anything else to say. Oh, in the description. Yeah, I'd put a little bit more... I can't. Let's see. Shipping. You take returns. I'd make it a little bit more information in the description as well.
So what would you give her a Turin score as? Which really doesn't make any difference when it's a new seller, because we ask you to go back and make changes. You don't have any bids on this yet.
Right.
You could go back and make changes and call us and let us know if you
Why don't
sold
we do that? Why don't we withhold a score until have her come back?
Right. We'd like to do that. So
Aunt Weefa, we're putting your score. I've written your score down, but I'm hiding it.
Okay. Aunt Weefa. Make some changes and then let us know what happens, okay?
But thank you for submitting your...
Absolutely.
I hope we weren't too rough on you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. I worry about that.
We have another one here. Shawin from Duncan, B.C., British Columbia.
Yeah.
Known on eBay as Wiffle Ball 87.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the item number.
Go ahead.
It is 2713-3896. 3932. Again, that's 2713-3896 3932. I haven't gone there yet.
Oh, I see it. Yep. Okay.
You're going to have to let me know what's going on here.
So I'm of two minds here. So I'm going to make a pact with you. So if you give me a listing to Dish and it has something that would be considered a listing violation, how will I handle it?
Well, you can't go tell anybody.
Well, except we just gave the item number over the air.
I know, but...
Right. No,
well, let's tell the person. You
we'll
know what?
Right.
Let me tell you why. They've got watchers, no bids yet. Well, actually, it's not an auction. It's a buy it now.
Yeah, they could change it.
They could change it.
But I have a suspicion, and I'm going to go look at this. My suspicion was, yeah. So what you're doing is actually, with your photos, is a violation of policy. So... You've got your cool logo for Pinky Ink.
Only one photo.
Well, maybe you don't need more than
one for this.
Right. It's a violation of the picture policy.
To have the logos all over it.
Right. You can't do that.
Okay.
So earlier what we had is someone who knows a way around it, which is, because these are software overlays. This is a graphic created from the image plus your logos. When we were talking to the first seller and of the day and dishing their listings, they actually had a printout of their logo that was in the photo when they took the photo. It was a piece of paper behind the item. And that's different. It's going to cost you a few points in the Turing score.
And let me tell you another reason, too. I don't know why eBay has that.
Well, I can.
But I can tell you from a person who's a buyer,
yeah.
I didn't know what to look at.
Yeah.
Are they selling little pink things? I mean, I had to really home in on the picture to figure out what they were selling.
Well, there's many reasons, one of which is it looks bad in search results. It actually puts your listing at a disadvantage when... So if you, I'd be curious to see if your listings are showing up in search engine searches for their aggregate marketplaces like Google Shopping, because they will kick back listings out of eBay's feed and not display them if the photos have software overlays like this. So you're actually doing yourself a disservice. But enough about that. So there's only one photo. I'm assuming the item is used. I know it's kind of tough to put more than one photo of something that's a...
Griff, I would like to stop this listing right now, listing dish right now.
Right.
Because the person who sent this into us, it is not their listing.
Really?
Yeah, somebody else picked up on this.
Oh,
we can't.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, so let's get out of it.
So we can just get out of it.
Thank heavens, because it's making... There's other stuff in the description that's not making sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for getting out of this.
Let's get out of this, because this is not the person. We don't... See, we only dish listings that are sent to us by the person.
Yeah, no, you got it. You can't send someone else's listing
to
Dish.
Yeah, but he didn't do it. We read it wrong. It was my fault. I'm going to take the blame.
All right.
Because it came in from Wiffle Ball, and then there was an item number. And I did not check when I went to look at the item. I didn't check who the seller was.
Yeah, you have to make sure of that. So.
Okay. He's wondering if this is against eBay photo policy.
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah,
it is. Well, I'm glad we don't have to dish
But this don't thing. Send us... Please, do not send us reports of item violations. We are not... That's not what eBay's about.
Right.
eBay Radio's about.
And if it were not an item violation, well, it's bad karma for us to even think of dishing somebody's listing willy-nilly anyway.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's just forget that. We'll edit it out, and now we'll move on.
Yes, we will. Okay. Ed, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Known on eBay as JetFast07. Hi, Griffin Lee. Please check out my listing ID. And here's the listing ID, 3216.
Wait, you mean that's the listing, the item?
The item number, yeah. 3216, 3658-7366. And he said, I was selling in sets of eight with free shipping, but some buyers request different quantities.
Yes.
So I'm testing that they can choose quantity, but I am now adding shipping, $2.50 for the first and 20 cents for each additional. What are your thoughts regarding small items like knobs regarding free shipping and pricing?
Oh, I'd find a way to just fold the shipping in. I'm a big believer in it.
So this isn't a listing dish. This is just a question.
It's a question. So, and I see, by the way, nice photo.
He said, Griff, also please check the pictures. I use same Panasonic camera as you, and I am a novice. I'm shooting on a white background that looks darker.
Right. So the reason why that's happening is you're either not, you could add more light. These seem to be under-illuminated.
He said, I do use a small light box with lights on both sides. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so you're not getting enough illumination. You can fix this if you want the background to look perfectly white by either adding more illumination, or if you're using a tripod, you can increase the exposure settings on the camera. Or if you've got the time and you want to do it, you can actually do it afterwards with software. So you can increase the brightness until it's white. I use Adobe Bridge. And when I have to edit photos, which I do occasionally, it provides me with the best options. But any software image editing software will work for you. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I don't think they look bad. But I know the look you're trying to go for. You want a pure white background. And you're just going to have to either increase the illumination, the exposure, or add more.
And we'll be back to answer your other question about the knobs and things after this break.
What, it's over? Oh, this segment's over.
Yeah.
Well, this segment is all done. Worth Point brought it to you. 888-723-4630. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin
Lee. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Endicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Endicia.com/eBay Radio.